In local news, Mount Vernon police made an arrest in connection with the Wednesday night armed robbery of the Casey's General Store at 617 Salem Road. Police say they took Harley D. Pulley of Mount Vernon into custody at 6 o'clock Thursday night. He is currently incarcerated in the Jefferson County Jail in Mount Vernon with bond to be set. Police report the investigation is continuing into the involvement of a second person. Mount Vernon police say they are investigating the crime in conjunction with Salem police, where an armed robbery occurred at the Casey's store on South Broadway at 12:50 Christmas Eve morning. Mount Vernon police report Pulley will also be investigated for possible involvement with previous robberies in Mount Vernon. They say Pulley should be considered innocent until proven guilty in court. Centralia Police Chief Doug Krutzinger says an arrest was made in the fatal shooting of 26-year-old Leroy Robertson Jr. of Mount Vernon that occurred on the parking lot of Party Liquors at 812 North Poplar in Centralia early Friday morning. 28-year-old Demetrius Lockett of Mulberry Grove was arrested by an Illinois state trooper who saw him running in the vicinity of the shooting. Lockett was later identified as the suspect in the shooting during the subsequent investigation. Lockett was taken to the Marion County Jail, where he is awaiting arraignment on charges related to the homicide. Krutzinger says Lockett had dropped the gun before being apprehended, but the weapon was later located. Police say Robertson was transported to the SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital emergency room, where he was pronounced dead due to an apparent gunshot wound. Marion County Coroner Troy Cannon says an autopsy into the cause of death will be scheduled as soon as possible. The first call to police about a fight that resulted in gunfire came in at 1:25 Friday morning. The National Weather Service at Paducah has issued a flash flood watch for portions of southern Illinois through Monday afternoon. Wayne, Edwards, Hamilton, and Wabash counties are all included in the watch area. Total rainfall could potentially range from 4 to 7 inches within the watch area. The National Weather Service has released a report saying two tornadoes touched down in southern Illinois as a result of the severe storms across the region on Wednesday. The National Weather Service says two tornadoes were surveyed in Jackson and Perry counties. One tornado was spotted 4.5 miles east of Pinckneyville at around 11:23 a.m. The tornado, rated as an EF1, contained winds estimated at 95 miles per hour and traveled approximately 6 miles in 5 minutes. Trees were reported uprooted or broken, with a number of homes and barns suffering minor damage. No one was injured. David Searby, Duquoin ESDA, reported several homes with major damage near Red Hawk Country Club, east of Pinckneyville, on 154. Another tornado was spotted 1 mile east of Ava at around 11:15 a.m. The tornado, rated as an EF0, contained winds estimated at 75 miles per hour and traveled approximately 6 miles in 5 minutes. A handful of trees were reported uprooted or broken. No one was injured. Closer to Fairfield, a number of trees were uprooted and a few power poles were blown down by strong winds. No injuries were reported in Wayne and surrounding counties.
Papertown LLC is a small business, and we strive to have that small business mentality that so many are getting away from these days. We want to help make your farm grow and prosper like it was our own. Spring planting is right around the corner, and Papertown LLC would like to be a part of your next successful season. We offer a full line of custom chemical and fertilizer applications for your farm. Every customer is important to us, no matter how big or small. Give me, Brandon Bullard, a call, 618-755-4482. I'm looking forward to working with you.
It has been well over a month since a semi knocked down the traffic light at 7th and Delaware in Fairfield. The accident was reported to police on Monday, November 16th. Since then, the light has been laying on the ground with a red light flashing towards the ground. To enable traffic to pass through the intersection smoothly, workers erected stop signs. The makeshift traffic control system has been running pretty well, authorities say. City officials say parts to repair the damaged stoplight have been ordered. Once they're received, repairs will be made. There's no word on exactly when that may happen. Once the holidays are over, work is expected to begin on the replacement of two bridges on Illinois Route 130 between Grayville and Albion. Contractors for the Illinois Department of Transportation have already erected stoplights at the work sites, but have not activated the systems at this time. Once work begins, traffic will be reduced to one lane. Officials say it could be next summer before the bridge replacement work is complete. Illinois State Police are reminding drivers to respect the move-over law. The law requires drivers to yield to emergency vehicles, including highway maintenance vehicles displaying oscillating, rotating, or flashing lights. Also called Scott's Law, it was enacted in 2002 in memory of Lieutenant Scott Gillen of the Chicago Fire Department. Gillen was hit and killed by an intoxicated driver on December 23rd of 2000 while helping out at a crash scene on the Dan Ryan Expressway. Those who violate Illinois' move-over law can be fined not less than $100 or more than $10,000. Offenders could have their driver's license suspended for up to 2 years if the violation involves injury to another. Unemployment rates were higher in area counties in November than for 1 year earlier. The Wayne County unemployment rate for November was 7.1%, up from 6.3% in November of 2014. Here are the rates in area counties for November. Edwards County, 6.3%, that's up from 5.4%. White County, 6.6%, up from 5.4%. Hamilton County, 5.7%, up from 5.2%. Clay County, 8.0%, up from 7.2%. And Jefferson County, 7.4%, up from 6.8%. Employment advances were seen in retail, trade, and transportation in South Central Illinois. Employment in healthcare services continued to expand. Payroll gains occurred in wholesale trade and professional and business services. Seasonal layoffs in construction began in November. Payroll losses were reported in leisure and hospitality, financial services, and other services over the year. Government and mining employment steadily declined during the past year. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. And the price paid locally for a barrel of crude oil was up $1.75 at $31 a barrel. In sports action at the boys high school basketball at the El Dorado Holiday Tournament, NCOE defeated Fairfield 55-40. Fairfield will play Gallatin County at 10 a.m. on Monday. That game will be broadcast on WFIW-FM with airtime for the Rush Appliance pregame show at 9:45 a.m. In other action at the El Dorado Holiday Tournament, Carmi over Hardin County 70-51. West Frankfort beat Meridian 70-69 in overtime. Union County, Kentucky over Anna Jonesboro 51-48. Massac County beat Hamilton County 57-23. Webster County, Kentucky over Gallatin County 58-29. Harrisburg beat Carrier Mills 70-45. El Dorado over Galatia 74-49. And Meridian beat Hardin County 67-48. College football action in the Hyundai Sun Bowl. Washington State over Miami of Florida 20-14. In the St. Petersburg Bowl, Marshall beat Connecticut 16-10. In the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl, Washington over Southern Mississippi 44-31. In the New Era Pinstripe Bowl, Duke beat Indiana 44-41. In the Camping World Independence Bowl, Virginia Tech over Tulsa 55-52. And in the Foster Farms Bowl, Nebraska beat UCLA 37-29. College basketball action, Kentucky over Louisville 75-73. In the NFL, Washington beat Philadelphia 38-24. NBA action, it was Dallas over Chicago 118-111. Indiana beat Minnesota 102-88. Washington over Brooklyn, 111-96. Toronto beat Milwaukee, 111-90. Charlotte over Memphis, 98-92. Miami beat Orlando, 108-101. New Orleans beat Houston, 110-108. It was Atlanta over New York, 117-98. Boston beat Detroit, 99-93. San Antonio over Denver, 101-86. Philadelphia beat Phoenix, 111-104. The Clippers beat Utah, 109-104. And Portland beat Cleveland, 105-76. In the NHL, St. Louis beat Dallas in a shootout, 3-2. Buffalo over Boston, 6-3. Tampa Bay beat Columbus, 5-2. Washington over Montreal, 3-1. Carolina beat New Jersey, 3-1. Detroit beat Nashville, 3-2. Pittsburgh beat Minnesota, 3-1. Los Angeles over Phoenix, 4-3 in overtime. And Vancouver beat Edmonton, 2-1 in overtime.
We're closing out the year with big savings during our year-end blockbuster sales event at Expressway Jeep in Mount Vernon, Indiana. New 2015 Jeep Wrangler for just $21,500. Or get a new 2015 Ram Crew Cab for only $24,990. Or 0% for 75 months, plus the rebates, plus no payment for 90 days. Get holiday cash with every vehicle purchase. Win up to $1,000 cash. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana. This means tax and destination. Dealer retains some factory incentives. 0% with approved credit and lieu of some rebates.
In local and area deaths, Sue Cates, 88, of Grayville, died Friday at Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel. Sue was a playground supervisor for Grayville Schools and a member of the Northside Baptist Church in Grayville. She was a charter member of the Grayville Quilters Guild and member of the Grayville Evening Women's Club. Survivors include her husband, Jack R. Cates of Grayville, daughters Luanna Bracey and her husband Sam of Little Rock, Arkansas, Jean Ellen Bish and husband Gary of Grayville, Pamela Bethards and husband Bob of Canton, Georgia, grandchildren Kim Milligan, Tricia Myers, Valerie Parker, Elliot Sides, Evan Bethards, Matthew Adams, great-grandchildren Drew, Dylan, Logan, Kelsey, Kinley, Grant, Garrett, Elizabeth Grace, Christopher, Nicholas, and Addie, and great-great-grandchildren Journey, Sloan, and Lorenzo. Visitation and funeral are Monday at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation will be at 11 a.m., and the funeral is at 1 p.m. Burial is in Oddfellows Cemetery in Dahlgren. Memorials may be made to the Grayville Beautification Fund and will be accepted at Cook Funeral Chapel. 82-year-old Fairfield resident Carmen Keene Lee died at 6:35 Tuesday at her home. She was retired from Airtex and was a homemaker. Survivors include daughters Ray Meeks and husband Mike of Fairfield, Susie Martin of Lovington, Illinois, and Sherry Livergood of Sullivan, sons Charlie Lee and wife Teresa of Lincoln, Illinois, and Doug Lee and wife Bonnie of Sullivan, sisters Dorothy Stennett of Fairfield and Mary Council of Arkansas, 11 grandchildren, 24 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild. Graveside services for Carmen Keene Lee will be at 1 p.m. Monday at the Union Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Ellen Moore United Methodist Church or SSM Hospice and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 69-year-old Roy Taylor of Fairfield died at 5:30 a.m. on Friday at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. He owned Taylor Oil Company and was retired from the Illinois Department of Transportation. Roy was a member of the Jeff Christian Church, the Masons, and the Shriners. He was also a veteran of the U.S. Army. He is survived by a daughter, Amy Martin, and husband, Matt, of Weddington, North Carolina, two grandchildren, Emma Addison and Molly Adeline, and sisters Roberta Allison of Fairfield and Marilyn Harrison, and husband Joe of Fairfield. Services for Roy Taylor will be at 10 a.m. on Wednesday at the Jeff Christian Church with burial at the Bestow Cemetery in Jeff. Visitation will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Jeff Christian Church or Shriners Hospital. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of all the arrangements. 71-year-old Donna Sue Schuster of Dahlgren died at 6:45 p.m. on Friday at her home. She was a homemaker and enjoyed flower gardening, puzzles, and her grandkids. She's survived by her husband David Schuster of Dahlgren, three sons, Alan Schuster of Mount Vernon, Ryan Schuster and wife Leanne of Wayne City, and Kevin Schuster and husband Dwayne Williams of Springfield, a sister, Diane Wingo, and husband Mike of Cesar, four grandchildren, Austin, Logan, and Emily Schuster of Wayne City, and Caitlin Williams of Springfield. Funeral services for Donna Sue Schuster will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial at the Oddfellows Cemetery in Dahlgren. Visitation will be from 6 until 8 p.m. Monday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the Wayne City Boys Basketball Program and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 71-year-old Diana S. Russell of Carmi died Friday at Deaconess Hospice Care in Evansville. Diana was formerly a real estate agent, nurse, and administrative assistant to her husband. She was a member of the First Baptist Church in Carmi. She enjoyed collecting Anna Lee dolls, home decorating, swimming, and gaming. Survivors include her husband Robert Russell of Carmi, sons Craig Russell of Hopedale, Massachusetts, and Mitch Russell and his wife Jennifer of Murray, Kentucky, numerous aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and her pet dog Tag. Visitation and memorial service are Wednesday at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation will be at 10 a.m. with the memorial service at 11:30 a.m. And 59-year-old Janice K. Nelson of Springerton passed away Saturday morning at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. Arrangements are pending at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Enfield.
Tis the season for First Financial Bank's Holiday Skip-A-Pay. If you have a car loan or other consumer loan with us, visit any of our banking centers for details on skipping your December or January payment. Use the extra cash for gifts, travel, entertaining, or whatever you choose. Interest will continue to accrue on the loan balance, and the maturity date of the loan will be extended for 1 month. Certain restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Make the season merrier with Holiday Skip-A-Pay, exclusively from First Financial Bank. Member FDIC.
Roots and soil, crops and combines, time spent in the fields. It's all important to farmers. At Country Financial, we value the hard work you put into each day. I'm Alex Atwood, your local Country Financial representative in Sisney. Give me a call today at 673-3004 to learn more.
Here is the WFIW area weather forecast for today. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Some storms could produce heavy rainfall with falling temperatures today. Tonight, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, temperature rising to around 45 by morning. Monday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Some storms could produce heavy rainfall, high of 52. For Monday night, a 20% chance of showers before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low of 39. Tuesday, partly sunny, high of 44. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 33. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 45. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 27. Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 35. For Thursday night, mostly clear, a low of 23. New Year's Day, mostly sunny, and a high of 34. Our high yesterday was 61. Our lows so far this morning, 46. We picked up 0.4 inch of precipitation so far today, 32 hundredths yesterday. And our current temperature is 46. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Jessica James, WFIW News, copyright 2015.